Hey everybody, welcome to the Stream of Consciousness Podcast. I am your host, Joel Sanford Cox, and this is my host, Joe Costanza Stout.
You went sitcom on this one?
Uh-huh.
Alright, I can dig it. I hate when you do introductions.
I know you do, that's why I love doing them.
Like, you know what this feels like? It's like whenever Peppermint Patty puts the football up for Charlie Brown to kick, and then she yanks it out of the way last second. I feel like that's basically
how are you yanking it last second? I commit to my intros.
You're like, I'm gonna do the intro, and I'm like, all right, go for it. I'm like, this is the time Joel's gonna do it, and you're like, hi everybody, welcome back to Stream of Consciousness.
Okay, you know what?
Like we're having some self help podcast or something.
Find
over
that.
Here.
Hi everybody.
I'm good enough.
Stream of Consciousness podcast.
I'm strong enough.
Because you know.
Gosh darn it, people like.
Because I was upbeat. Compared to my normal self, I am upbeat for the intro.
No, you're fantastic, Joel, and I'm sorry. I appreciate you. I love you. You complete me. And I don't tell you that often enough.
No, you don't.
Hey, Joel, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about recycling.
Okay.
So
you start off, because I don't really have an opinion on the matter.
Because as you know, I had a little adventure with this grill for 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay. Oh, that kind of recycling.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like separate our plastics
and our
glasses.
That's bullshit. Because I'm about the real recycling. I'm about the thing that makes me happy.
Okay. You're about resalvaging. Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's a different...
I'm about VW Bug... No, I'm sorry. Volkswagen... Da-da-da recycling.
Okay. I got that reference, but I'm pretty sure we just alienated most of our audience.
Yeah, so in the late 90s, there was a commercial, these two guys, a black and a white guy, which is kind of ironic, and they're driving down the street, and they see this couch. So they grab the couch, they throw it in the back of the car, and they drive of probably, 100 feet or so, and they realize it smells. So they throw it out. And what's funny is my freshman year of college...
That couch. Oh, my God.
No, it was my sophomore year of college, because you were involved with that.
Oh, okay.
No, wait, were you?
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't there for freshman, but I was there for the couch, because the couch didn't have any feet.
Yeah.
So my freshman little junky shit. It ended up in my room eventually.
Yeah, so my freshman year of college, I had like 18 credits. It was spring I got that couch. And I had like class from like, I think it was like 9 to 12, and then from 1 to 4. It was horrible. But Tuesday, Thursdays had like 11:30 to 12:30. So like, Tuesday and Thursdays are great. I could sleep in and everything. But we were walking back from lunch one day, and I saw this couch, and everyone's like, hey, you want that couch? I'm like, well, I guess. So it wasn't you. It was Dan and somebody else. Basically, poked up the couch and walked it back to Ben. This was like a third of a mile from where we found it.
Yeah, I wasn't there for the carrying the couch back. I was just there for the after the couch was in.
Yeah. So fast forward to sophomore year. And that was, like, my couch. But, like, I went in, bought some plywood, fixed it up. It was nice. And then my dad made me leave it my sophomore year. I was so pissed. I love that couch. I love that color. I loved everything about that fucking couch. But, I've always been that guy to pick stuff up. And, like, I'm not gonna lie. One of my favorite sitcoms was Sanford and Son. Because they were in a junkyard business. And they would just salvage shit.
This isn't really necessarily recycling as much as it is you being a garbage picker, though. You realize that there's a difference, right? Like, this is scavenging in the trash for furniture is not quite the same. But it was college days, so.
Yeah, but.
Although you haven't really grown out of that.
No.
Because, as we talked about, you have a new grill also.
Yes. Which I spent 2 weekends working on, and I'm proud to say it is now sitting on my patio.
How much would a new grill cost you? Just like, you know, off the top of your head. $100?
$200? No, no.
Bucks?
This kind of grill would have been $500 to
$1,000. You think so?
Oh, yeah. I was looking at grills the other day at Home Depot.
You think it's a $500 to $1,000? Let's call it a $500 grill just for shits and giggles.
Well, let me put it this way. We looked up the name of the grill, and those grills are going for $2,000. So,
who's this we? Do you have a mouse in your pocket?
No, my dad and I, because he was like,
okay.
It was his idea to pick up. It was his idea to pick up this grill, right? So I worked on it all the week, like 2 weeks ago. The last week I was working on it, had it all painted, just putting it together. He goes, all this work in this grill, I bought a new grill. I'm like, you told me to pick up the grill; it would be an easy project.
Oh, like father, like son.
Love's busting my balls.
This is like an old 80s country song or something.
But Andy got to meet my dad, though.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, so we brought the grill in, and Andy helped us unload it. And then my dad said, oh,
wait, Andy.
Yeah.
I thought you said Annie. I thought you were hanging with Andy again. Okay, so no. Who the hell is Andy?
My neighbor.
Oh, that Andy. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Andy. I know Andy.
I'll never forget you. Joe will, apparently.
I know who that Andy is. I don't, for some reason, I thought this was like somebody who was helping you carry stuff in. Yeah. Or like one of your... Okay, I thought this was like a buddy I haven't met. And I'm like, I thought I knew all your friends.
You pretty much do.
I thought I was all your friends.
So my dad and I went to Burger King and get some food. He's like, you know what? We can just take the old grill bag and put it out at my place. It'll probably be gone by 7 o'clock on Sunday. Because it was Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever. So... Loaded the grill up. Andy helped it again. Thanks, Andy. So we took it out and I put it down there. So then Monday I went over because my dad got a new case for his phone and wanted to put it on. So I went down and talked to him in the garage. And I hear this pickup truck pull up and sit in front of the yard, in front of the driveway. And these two guys look in the grill that I just, like, Saturday night put down there. And they just took it, threw it on the truck, strapped it down, and left.
All right. Good to go.
The circle of life. That girl now has a third new home.
Some other dude is out there going, you know what, I believe in recycling. You know, this is the kind of guy who owns like 5 dogs, 3 cats. has a car in his front yard that doesn't drive. Like, that's the kind of people that pick up used grills and such, Joel. You've become part of that crew.
I disagree.
You basically are the black version of a redneck.
Yeah, I like to think that I am Sanford. I am Fred Sanford.
You kind of have embodied Sanford. I'm coming, Elizabeth. Oh, jeez. Did we talk about my Bailey and his cell phone situation?
No, we did not. Did we discuss that?
So Bailey is a bit of what's a nicer way to say dumbass? He's a bit of a dumbass. And so he decides that he wants to... He's got a girlfriend now. I told you that. So he decides he wants to go see his girlfriend. But there was... they're just with coronavirus, and I think just that, you know, they're at that age where parents are keeping a closer eye on their kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't want him getting some girl pregnant this age.
Exactly. You know, and he's my kid, so you really got to watch him double.
Yeah.
But also...
I hear the stout kids are very, very fertile.
Well, if only you don't know the half of it, Joel.
I know 4 of it.
You don't know 4. Hopefully, that's not only half. I'm hoping that's where the line is drawn in the sand. So he decides he wants to go see his girlfriend, but they're not allowed to see each other unless there's like certain stipulations that her parents put forward. And I'm like, I get that because as a father of a boy, like for Bailey. He's a boy, so I go, yeah, you want to go see your girlfriend? Like, I know him, I trust him, I'm not too worried about it, because the apple fell a little too far from the tree in some ways. So, if anything, he should probably get in a little more trouble. Plus, I know his girlfriend, and if anybody's causing any problems, it's her, not him. She's a great girl, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, I'm saying that...
I'm avoiding a joke, because they're both minors, and I'm not making that joke.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. So he wants to go see her. So there's some back and forth as to how they're going to see each other. Well, they decide that they'd like to go swimming. Well, the pool area that's between her house and our house was shut down for actually because somebody went swimming there and they ended up being tested positive for coronavirus. So they shut the place
down. You don't go there.
Yeah, so they didn't go there. So instead, they decided they went to where did they go? Moraine Park. They're going to Moraine Park. I wasn't there. So they go to Moraine, and Bailey decides he wants to go. He doesn't usually go in the water. Like, the lake is not really necessarily his thing. He likes to sit off on the side, get a little sun, or he'll go in the water up to, like, his knees or something, just kind of, you know, just cool down a little bit. But he doesn't really go in the water. So he comes home after their whole day together and everything. Everybody walks in the door and all all the other kids went too. They were, it was like a whole big family thing. So he comes in, he's like,
"Keep him getting pregnant."
Yeah, that's they basically were chaperones.
Are you becoming what's that 18 and counting?
No, God, no.
Or, like, no.
All my kids are named Jebediah.
No, in order to go on the date, Jeremiah. Like, everyone has to go on the date with them.
Yeah, no, that's not at all. That's not, I don't believe in that in the least. Yeah, far from it. Like, and I'm not, I'm not the most family oriented. I didn't grow up in a family that was super family oriented. Like, we were all.
Yeah, you think I was?
Loving. No, but, like, some people just are. Like, some people, like, their family's the most important thing in the world. I'm just, I've never really been like that. Like, you're more family than my family is, for the most part. So, anyways, that's off track. So, they go on their little date. They come back in, and he's like, Dad, so I've got some news for you. Because that's the way he talks. Dad, I've got some news for you. And I'm like, what? What's good? And I'm thinking I actually thought he had something good to say. I thought something, like, pleasant or happy happened. He's like, so I kind of sort of took my phone into the lake, but it was only for like a second. And I'm like, okay, then it's probably okay. Let's take a look at it. It won't turn on. I put it in some rice. I wait a couple days. Still won't turn on. Then I find out from Brianna that he didn't take it into the lake for a second. He swam all the way out to the deep end. And I'm thinking, like, I know, Bailey, if anything, his pocket got a little bit wet. The phone probably got a little bit wet. So he went all the way out to the deep end because that's where his girlfriend wanted to go. So they went out to the deep end, and then he goes, oh, no, I have my phone in my pocket. I better take it back and put it underneath a towel and wait 7 hours before I tell my dad. So that's what happens. So his phone, it shit the bed. So I have to go get him a new phone, and I did like a bunch of research. It's all pretty boring after that, but
I end up getting him this phone. I got the quintessential question.
Okay.
Does Billy have new phone money?
No, he does not have new phone
Bailey
money.
Then Billy doesn't have a new phone.
Well, I like him to have...
Bailey is now home. Service, is now stuck at home. As long as he has Wi-Fi and a laptop, he can communicate. That is his plan. Yeah.
Well, and for a few days he did, but... The other side of it was, I'm going to work this out of him. I like giving him stuff and like making him in debt to me. I'm basically a mob boss when it comes to my children. I go. Of course I'll help you out. Don't feel good about it. Whatever you need. I'll take care of you. And then they do something. I give them something. And then the next like 3 months, every time I want anything done, I go, hey, how's that phone working out for you? Take out the trash. Or whatever. I make him clean out the car. I make him he earns it back, and he's a good kid, so I don't have too much beef with giving him. I didn't want to spend money on the phone. I really wanted to get out as cheap as possible. So a lot of back and forth. I go to the Verizon store. The dude who helped me out was really cool, because I was kind of worried like they were going to go, you should get the iPhone 22 or whatever. I don't know, the newest phone that's out or something. And he'd get the high end, this, that, whatever, and spend a shit ton of money. And I'm like, I'm not buying him a $1,000, $2,000 phone, because he had a $200 phone and his dumbass walked into the lake.
No, so back in 2003, 2002, I was helping my buddy Scott get a phone, and they had this Fisher-Price phone that had 4 buttons on it, so you can call mom, dad, the police, and maybe like your grandma. And it had 4 buttons. That's what he gets.
I thought about looking to see if I could find like a Motorola Razr or something for him. Just something that was like the bare basic minimum. But I was like, that's kind of a mean, shitty thing to do as a parent. You know what I do? Anytime I'm thinking, like, what should I do when I have options like that, I always ask myself one question. What would Joel do? And then I do the exact opposite. So that's how I decided to get him a real phone, was I knew Joel would get him the flip phone, the old Nokia style, that probably still works. But, yeah, so I decided to do that instead. So I got him a real phone. He ended up getting him some like Moto G Z4, so I don't know the fucking names of any of them. So I got him this Moto G whatever phone thing, and I thought, you know, the price wise, it worked out best for me, because I had to pay off the old phone, and they're like, if you get this one, we'll take this much money off the old phone, because the phone that he destroyed wasn't paid off. Or if you get this one, XYZ. So I had a bunch of different options. Not a bunch, but I had a few different options that were in the price range that I wanted to spend, and I ended up still spending way more than I wanted to. And I'm like, this is fine. This is great. Like, I really wanted to have an iPhone because they're a bit more universal, and you can always find cases.
You should have gotten a Cricket.
He doesn't. No, he wanted. He had a Samsung, but we ended up getting the Moto, which is, it works basically the same as the. So he got an upgrade on his phone.
Boo. What's
important is it's water resistant.
Yeah, resistant.
That's good, and that's all he really needs, because now he's learned the lesson not to take swimming with him.
Has he?
God, I hope so, Joel. He's a good kid, but man, he's such a knucklehead. Like, he goes to plug shit in. Huh. Like, he'll put his laptop on the table and then plug it in.
He's a knucklehead.
It'll pull the cord, it almost falls off the table.
He's
like, knucklehead. Like,
he's your kid. Who would have thought that?
But, and that's why I have sympathy for him, because I was dumber than him whenever I was that age. I took my phone swimming with me one time. I haven't done it again since. But I was about his age. I was actually a little bit older, because I didn't have a cell phone until I was... They didn't have cell phones when I was his age. They didn't exist back then. No, they did, but barely. Not everybody had them like they have today.
So
I decided to... I did. I was at a pool party one time, a bunch of friends, and I had my phone in my pocket, and we were goofing around and pushing people in the pool, and I just, like, ran and did this header into the pool. So, like, that all came flooding back to me, because I haven't thought about that since it happened. But because... Like, at the situation with Bailey and his phone, like, I kind of want, like, I really kind of want to, like, teach him a lesson. But then I'm like, shit, nobody did that to me. So, I guess karma, you know, comes back around to me. So I got him this phone. But here's the thing, Joel, the phone I got him, this Moto G4Z10, I don't fucking know, whatever it is. I can't find cases for it anywhere. I went on Amazon and I found a case, but I can't find, like, a good case. Like, I wanted to get him one that's like the metal shock resistant, built like a tank, because I got one for me and I got one for Brody on his he doesn't have a service line, but he has a phone, so I got one for us. And it's like, dude, my phone, I had it whenever I was on delivery, and I would drop it out of the truck, it fell out of my pocket and got slammed on by the door, it's been kicked across the room, like all kinds of stupid shit. Like, whenever you're doing work like that, stuff happens. Like, it's not, I'm not sitting behind a desk, so my phone takes a lot more damage than most. Plus, I'm still a bit of a bonehead myself too, so getting it out of my own car and stuff, I've dropped my phone several times. So I really want to get Bailey the same case that I have, because you can beat the shit out of this phone. And nothing, I've done it, and my phone's still in great shape. But I couldn't find a case like this, and I'm like, I'm not getting him some shitty little plastic wraparound cover phone case. So I found the best thing I could find, but you can't get cases for shit. Like, if it's not a Galaxy S something, or the Note, or if it's not an iPhone, you might as well have invented your own phone. And you might as well have a potato radio or something.
And that's why you research your phones before you buy the case.
Well, I did, and I like the phone. I don't like the case option. And I guess, like, other accessories are probably mostly universal. You know, it's got a headphone jack, so that's pretty standard, and it's got all the other bullshit and everything. So, I mean, he can probably attach it to, like, if he ever, he doesn't wear a watch, but if he wanted to ever attach it to, like, a smart watch, I'm pretty sure it would work with all that.
As long as it has Bluetooth, it will work on a smart watch.
Right. Well, like, I have the Apple Watch, and I love it. The only thing I don't like is I don't always like wearing a watch, but when I do want to wear a watch, I have mine on right now.
Okay, Dos Equis.
No, you know what it is? And we talked about this last time, too. I don't like the tan lines.
Let's move on.
I don't give a shit what you think.
Let's move on. All
right. You know what else I want to talk about that's going to piss you off?
What?
I haven't watched Westworld yet.
No, I'm glad you haven't watched Westworld. You're never
going to
watch Westworld.
I'm going
to. No, no.
I'm going to.
Don't ever tell me you do.
I'm going to. You know what? I'm going to blog about it. I don't even have a blog. I'm going to start a blog just so I can talk about Westworld.
No, you won't. You're too
lazy.
And
then I'm going to send you a link to it.
You can't even send me fucking description for a podcast. All you got to do is listen to it and send me a text message. And you think you're going to start a blog?
Joel, I don't... The listening takes 30 minutes. I just want to... You know, blog I can type up in like 5?
It takes at least...
I'm going to start a blog. I'm starting a blog. And you know what, Joel? I'm doing it without you.
You know who
else
started a blog?
You tell me how to start
a blog. And it didn't go off well. I'm not going to tell you who, but guess what?
I didn't understand a word you just said.
Well, actually,
something about Golf World.
Let me check this other blog of a person who wanted to start a blog a couple years ago. And see when's the last time they posted.
Who that?
I'm not mentioning any names.
What the shit, Joel? I'm pretty sure there's a dinosaur running across the parking lot. What the hell is this? It's got like a big arched back. Maybe it's a rabid raccoon or something.
Yeah, big surprise. 3 months after it started,
Joel, there's a fucking... There's a raccoon. Wait, I don't give a shit about the blog anymore. There's a raccoon running around, but he's like all arched up. Oh my god, he's climbing the fence. I'm getting back in the car. He just climbed. I wish I would have videoed this. Oh, if I wasn't on the phone with you. No, buddy, don't come over this way. Go over there. Joel, if I, what do you do if you get a rabid raccoon bite?
You go to the hospital and get a rabies shot.
That's like the 17 shots or something, isn't it?
In the stomach.
Oh, there's a guy chasing it. He's going to get
me. Is he yelling, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
Hey, listen, I'm glad he's over on that side. And this guy's like looking around for him because he's followed up just like I was. But I don't know if the thing does turn out to be rabid. I don't have to outrun the bear. Anyways, I'm sorry. That took a left turn. What are we talking about today, Joel?
You have some other news you want to talk about, don't you?
How much time do we have left?
We got plenty.
Okay, because I wanted to spend like a whole episode talking about this, but
you didn't tell me that.
No. We'll fill another episode with this. No. It's good. This is good, Joel. Calm down. Calm the fuck down. We got this. Because I'm going to do a whole separate. We'll do a whole separate thing on this sometime. Okay. So this is a. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be embarrassed of this or not, because I'm not, and I know that after it's all said and done, it's not going to be one of those things that, like, it's not going to be something that people aren't aware of. This isn't, like, one of those subtle things. Like, I'm not getting my vulva pierced or anything like that. This isn't something that I'm only going to share with people who I feel intimate with. Like, everybody I know is going to know. So, we're just going to rip off the Band-Aid. I decided that my big bald ass, it's time for me to have at least some degree of hair. Now, I could buy a wig, but that doesn't feel right at all by me. And I've heard some really bad stuff about that, which we'll get into another episode. I'll talk about the different options and stuff. I've looked at the whole hair replacement thing, you know, where they pluck the hairs off your ass and they put them on top of your head or whatever they do. It's and that also really sounds really appealing. Sounds like something that was a great idea until you see that it's actually not a perfected science yet. So I decided to pass on that. But there's this thing, it's called SMP. It's scalp micropigmentation. Now, what that is basically, in essence, if you want to simplify it and make it a little more elementary, it's more or less, it's a head tattoo where they take tiny little needle and they make little tattoo marks on the top of your head to give the illusion of stubble. Or give the illusion of hair. You have to keep your head pretty tight. You have to cut down pretty close. But I decided that I wanted to. I looked into this, and Joel, this is like something like I haven't talked about this, but this is something that every so often, like as a bald guy, you constantly look into this one. This is something that every guy who doesn't have hair has checked into some degree of hair replacement or Bosley's or whatever. Like, that's something that every bald guy does. And especially, like, late at night when you're feeling all a little bit alone and you're like, I've already whacked off twice. I think I'm going to go ahead and check out the whole micropigment. You check out something. I found this one, and it's got great reviews. The results look... They're not the same as having hair. It's the same as having a shaved head if you had hair. I've spent a lot. I mean, like, I can't even tell you how many hours and days. I've probably spent upwards of, over the past couple years, I have probably spent, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 plus hours looking into this and checking this stuff out. Probably even more, to be honest.
So, imagine what you could accomplish if you actually put your mind to it.
I know, Joel. If I weren't so... I lack motivation and discipline. I lack discipline is my biggest problem. I'm very creative. I'm very intelligent. I'm just not very well motivated.
We'll give you 2 out of 3.
Hey, I am sort of kind of intelligent. No, I mean, I'm somebody who could be well accomplished had I put more energy and effort
into... That's everybody, though.
No, because I know people that could not be. I know several people that think they could be. And here's the thing. There are a lot of dummies out there that are running companies and own their own businesses and stuff like that. There's some people that you kind of question how they tie their shoes in the morning, and yet
they don't question it.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Velcro Shoes. Anyway, but then I know a lot of really intelligent people who, you know, haven't reached all of their potential and haven't become the success that they could be. And it's kind of like this weird balance where regardless, that's not what we're talking about. So I decided that it's not a cheap process. And all said and done, there's different options. And I'm not, like, receding a little bit. I'm not kind of, sort of balding. I'm not on my way to the thinner hair. I'm bald. I'm all the way bald. Like, if there was a race to go bald, it's pretty much, I mean, short of being Patrick Stewart, I'm the closest thing to the next version of bald. There's none where there can't be any.
I'm not gonna lie.
I made it all the way.
Patrick Stewart is one beautiful bald bastard.
Patrick Stewart's a beautiful bastard. Sean Connery used to be the handsome bald guy, but now Patrick Stewart's that. Although Patrick Stewart's old as shit now.
He's never aged. They did an episode of Star Trek back in the 90s where they aged in 20 years, and he looked like shit. And
now he's one of those guys that didn't age well. Yeah, he, I mean, he.
And now it's been 30 years, and he looks better than the aging idea that he did in the show.
You know what's funny is I've always said, like, if you look at pictures of me from, like, high school and college and stuff, and then you look at me now, like, obviously the hair is gone. Like, from when we first met till now, I've lost all the hair. Brianna. But short of that, I feel like, and I get told this a lot, like, I've aged, like, you can tell I'm older, but I've aged well. Like, I've become, my look is, and that's, I always thought, like, I always knew that would happen for me because my grandfather's one of those guys, too. My grandfather is, when he was alive still, he was a handsome bastard. I mean, like, he wasn't kind of good-looking. He was a good-looking dude. Like, he was handsome as shit. And it's that Irish skin or something. Like, we just have that blessing where we age amazingly. We do look a little older. We do age. But the wrinkles look distinguished. And we just kind of grow into our age. We become better-looking, like a fine wine. So,
whatever happens to that kid.
Hey, listen, it's not just me who said it. I've heard it from many people. Most of them collecting money. But not true. Regardless, it's one of those things that I do believe that I've aged well. Aside from that, back to the whole hair thing, I'm hoping that this is all worth it. Joel, I can't tell you how much time I spent looking for someone to do this. I probably...
Dude, I got it down for like $2.
You what?
I got it down for $2.
You got down for $2?
I got it down for $2. Buy some Sharpies.
Oh, you could have done it for $2. I'm having Joel laps here where I can't understand half the shit you're saying. I think it's just me. I think I might have something going on in my ear. But legitimately this time, like, it's not – usually I just kind of make excuses for not understanding you. It's not an extremely well-marketed thing, and it's one of those things where I really wanted to know what I was getting into before I got into it. And, Joel, you basically have to be an internet detective to find out this shit. Like, you can find pictures and stuff online, but to find someone who does, especially in the Pittsburgh market, there's no one.
That's many bald guys in Pittsburgh. You tell me you can't find somebody?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would think that this would be a huge deal. Like, if you go to Florida... They're everywhere, and you can see individual doctors, and you can see the results, and you can see everything they do. There's some guys in Maryland. The guys in Maryland are fantastic, but here's the thing. All of their results are – there's no white dudes. They do a lot on – and it's – there's just different ways of doing hair.
Like, go ahead, racist, like, say it.
No, black guys have different hair than white guys. Do you not think so? Listen, I know barbers.
No, the way you're saying it started sounding like something racist was about to come out of your mouth. So that's why.
No. No, not this time. But like, there's different hairlines. Like, white guys have more of what's referred to as a natural hairline, which just means that it waves more.
So we're not natural because we're not white. I see how it is.
Didn't say that. What I'm saying is that the hairline is more, it's more crisp. On most black guys have a more straight across hairline. Jonesy's one of those guys. Jonesy's hairline, you could put a ruler across that. Like, his hairline,
because he cuts it that way.
I think it, even whenever it grows, though, like, yes, he cuts it a bit like that, but, like, my hairline, I have a widow's peak. Since I was little, I've had a widow's peak. And if you check out, most white guys have a widow's peak. Not all. It's like, probably, like, 60, 70% of white dudes have a widow's peak. Even if it's slight, there's one there. And this is crazy, because until I started looking at it, until you start, like, paying attention to it, you don't notice this stuff. But, dudes who are typically more ethnic, the Latin guys and black guys and even Asian guys and stuff, you don't see a widow's peak on hardly any of them. More so the Latin community, more black, more Asian, Jesus, more Mexican and Latin guys have a widow's peak than probably black guys and Asian
folks,
guys.
It's not white. Joe thinks you're all the same.
No, I mean, I lumped them all together in hairlines. But that's not what I'm saying. Joel, stop it. How dare you? This is why our ratings are down, damn it.
Our ratings are down because we don't listen to the fans.
They're what?
Our ratings are down because we don't listen to the fans.
Nah. Anywho, so we're gonna track, you know how we tracked the Joel weight loss thing, and we did a shitty job of that? I asked you twice after you said you were going to eat well what your weight was, and that was pretty
much... I never said I was going to eat well. I never said I was going to eat well. Don't even put those words in my mouth.
Well, you were going to work out or something. You were going to lose weight. We both were at one point in time, and then you were, and I think the whole context of that on the show was basically, I said, hey, Joel, how's your weight? You went, I'm down a pound. And that was the end of that discussion. You went nowhere after that. So
I weighed myself before this morning, by the way, 224, just in case.
224?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where were you before? Where were you last week?
About 223.
You're up a pound.
I'm going to blame this on water weight, because I noticed, like, the days... No, I'm being serious. The days I go to my parents, and, like, I cut grass and do shit and sweat, like pretty much all my body weight out. I'm like, the one day, I was down to 219, I'm like, that doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right at all.
That can definitely make a difference in it. Water weight is, I mean, and here's the thing, water, well, it depends, because a lot of times your muscles absorb a lot of water, and so water weight doesn't necessarily always look bad on people, but it is, it fluctuates too much, so it's hard to keep track. That's why you kind of have to do it like on somewhat of a standard. Do it first thing in the morning after after you have your morning constitutional or whatever before you eat breakfast and have
just
your coffee.
Say poop.
And, well, whether you poop or pee or whatever you do, you do. But we're gonna follow this. We're not gonna do this like the weight thing. We're gonna actually track.
Yeah, because money's actually involved.
What's that?
Because money's involved.
Yeah, right. But I'm gonna give like an honest, real review of all of this stuff. How I feel and all of it, and kind of document this a little bit better. And I think that I'm super excited about it. Like, I'm really pumped up. I'm amped over this big time, just because, like, this is such it's a big deal. Like, this isn't like some chick getting a boob job or something. In a way, it is. But
it's totally a boob job.
It is. It's basically me going from A cup to D cup here. But in a way... Like if a girl goes, oh, I got a boob job, it's like, okay, everybody's got those. Like, that's not that uncommon. But for a dude to get this done to his hair, how many guys do you know that have had this done? I'm the only one I know. Actually, I do know one other guy, but he didn't tell me. I could just tell. It was one of those things because I was looking for it. So I knew, but I don't know him well. I just knew him well enough to go,
I'm waiting to go bald so I can shave it all off.
That's different. It's going to look good on you because you're a black guy.
Yep.
White guys don't look as good bald, unless you're Jason Statham. And let's be honest, Jason Statham, if he weren't Jason Statham the actor, if he were just Jason Statham the construction worker, then he would not be a good-looking dude.
I disagree.
He's really not attractive in the least. He's muscly, and that's pretty much all he's got going for him. Other than that, he's got a face like
a dog. Lot of money.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I'm saying, is if it weren't for the money and the celebrity status, he wouldn't be some handsome dude like the chicks go nuts over. Most girls would not be attracted.
He was handsome Rob in the Italian Job. How can you say that?
That's because he was handsome Rob in the Italian Job. He'd be ugly Mike in anything else.
Yeah, you said to his face.
Oh, no, he'll beat the shit out of me, and if he doesn't, he'll have his bodyguards do it. But I'll say it real proud on this podcast. Now, and I think it's one of those things, like, here, I don't mind being bald necessarily. And if I could take a pill that would make my hair grow back, I'm not sure I even would, honestly. It's not one of those things that I think I'm like, and I have a level of vanity. That's not something that
your
I think
is your theme song
shameful.
Is Mr. Vain from now on.
No, this is not excessive vanity.
I know what I want, and I want it now. I do, because I'm Mr. Vain.
No, Kip, go ahead. That was fantastic. And I'm sure... I think I want to hear that again. I think that should be our theme song.
No. Ever. Never. Never.
All right, but we're going to follow it. We're going to keep track of it. And it's by next podcast, we'll have... this will be started, and we'll have some results, and we'll have something to talk about.
This will be all you.
Anybody who's interested in this...
Because all I got to do is hit record. You got to take the pictures.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But I will, and I'm going to give honest answers on this. And if anybody's interested in thinking about if we have any listeners, do we have any bald listeners? I bet we have at least one or two. Like we know all of them. Like, there's, I'm sure, I'd like to hope that there's at least a few people out there that we haven't met as far as our
audience.
There's
a lot we haven't met. It has to be.
I imagine. Well, we were up to we had a couple thousand for a while. I don't know, 1,000 people. But regardless, anybody's thinking about doing it, hold off 1 week until you hear my results. Although this is one of those things where I get the first session done, and then I got to go back 3 more times. So I finally did find someone, and I'll explain all that. We'll get into all that in detail, like in another episode. I'll walk through the whole process and kind of discuss everything and what I think and what I feel and where it all settles out. Because I'm nervous about it at the same time. As excited as I am.
Stop being nervous, you little bitch.
No, Joel, this is my head. Like, this isn't like I get a tattoo that my sleeve's going to cover up. Like, this is something that
you wear a hat all the time.
Yeah, but that's, you can't wear a hat in every situation. If I go,
you want to bet?
You can't. Like, there's certain places. My job.
Accepted.
If I get a job somewhere that I can't wear a hat, like, not every job allows you to wear a hat. What if I go back into sales? You can't wear a baseball hat when we're in sales.
Well, you got to wear a cowboy hat.
You can't wear a. You are a problem solver, Joel. That's what I love about you.
Yep.
So,
and here we go.
Is that the end of the show? It's that time again. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us here on Stream of Consciousness Podcast. We'll be here next week with more detail on Joe's SMP. And why did I just talk about myself in third person? What a douchebag am I?
Joel thinks that Joe needs to stop this shit.
Joel's correct. Do we have any? We don't have anybody to plug or anything again.
Of course, I have nobody.
I don't know
to plug.
Why I ask that every week. We feel like we should have somebody to plug. We will. I'll tell you what. If this goes well, we're going to plug the company that's doing my SMP. But do you like, subscribe, follow, and we will see you here next week. What an unprofessional ending I just did there. I feel so happy.
When do you ever do a professional ending?
No, that's fair. I feel like we should though. I want to be better. I want to improve myself mentally, physically, and spiritually.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. And disco.